Authorities have identified a man who died after his car plunged off a winding cliffside road south of San Francisco and landed on a beach more than 200 feet below. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. San Francisco resident Anthony Colones Jr. was the lone person in the vehicle when it drove off Highway 1 Wednesday. Firefighters wrapped the base of the world's largest tree in a fire-resistant blanket as they tried to save a famous grove of gigantic old-growth sequoias from wildfires burning in California's Sierra Nevada. The colossal General Sherman tree in Sequoia National Park's Giant Forest, other sequoias, and the Giant Forest Museum were wrapped for protection against the possibility of intense flames. California imposed more safeguards on youth service organizations Thursday to protect against future child abuse complaints like those that drove the Boy Scouts of America into bankruptcy last year. Legislation approved by Governor Newsom will require such organizations to have at least two mandated reporters present when employees or volunteers are working directly with children. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. This week, detectives with Eureka Police served a search warrant at a motel on the 1100 block of 5th Street in response to drugs and weapons. Detectives seized a large amount of ammunition in different calibers and two suppressors. The male subject of the warrant was not on the scene, but a warrant for his arrest is forthcoming. Also, the City of Eureka Code Enforcement and Building Inspector saw structurally compromised stairways and other dangerous building code violations. People inside the place were relocated. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.